My next guest has deep roots in Michigan agriculture, more than 15 years of experience with Michigan crop and livestock farms. We put the spotlight on the farm on a monthly basis. It's important. I actually think we're going to talk about agriculture next segment with the right place. Allison Brink, Certified Crop Advisor, Michigan Allied Poultry Industries Executive Director. There you go. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I guess that means, every once in a while you talk chicken and you talk manure, right?
Yeah, two of my favorite subjects.
Awesome. And again, well-degreed with the MSU degree and doing good things as a certified crop advisor. So let's talk a little bit about your background and how you got into the field.
Yeah, so I grew up on a small farm in Caledonia and was around farms and livestock all growing up. And I went to Michigan State, got my degree in crop and soil sciences, which is also called agronomy. And through that, my passion was working with crops and fertilizing. And manure is actually, the original fertilizer. And so I had originally been trained to work with farmers and helping them with cropping. And manure just was a natural fit just because I live in an area where there's a lot of livestock, and so we have a lot of manure. So I started up my consulting practice over 15 years ago and helped farms with environmental stewardship and develop manure management systems plans. I helped them become certified under the Michigan Agricultural Environmental Assurance Program, which is a voluntary program. And also help them comply with requirements under state and federal law.
Wow. And let's bring the chicken into the conversation. You serve as executive director of Michigan Allied Poultry Industries. What's this?
Yeah. So ironically, I got the gig with Michigan Allied Poultry through my work with manure on poultry farms. And so I work with dairy, swine, and turkey and egg farms. And manure related, and those specific poultry farmers approached me about helping them with Michigan Allied Poultry, and so now I'm doing two full-time jobs, and I'm loving it.
That's obvious. Let me get into some specifics with your experience in agriculture. I'm going to just lead the question. How important is agriculture to Michigan?
Yeah, agriculture is extremely important to Michigan. It provides a lot of jobs, and it obviously feeds our families. Agriculture is the number two industry in Michigan, second only to the auto industry. And here in Michigan, we have over 52,000 farms. And we're the second most diverse state in terms of crops and commodities, second only to California. So agriculture is a really important industry to Michigan.
All right, I'm going to go back to manure. What is manure management?
Well, we'll start at the beginning. Food contains nutrients and energy. And just like people, animals eat that food. And some of that is absorbed and goes into the products, whether that's milk or eggs or meat. And some of that passes through the body. Manure has a nutrient value. It contains organic matter. It's really important to the soil because soil is a living thing. And that manure helps to increase the soil's capacity to hold nutrients. And so farmers don't look at manure as a waste product. They look at it as something really valuable that helps build their soils and fertilize their crops.
Would not there be an option of just purchasing fertilizer for a farmer?
Well, sure. Farmers can purchase commercial fertilizer or manufactured fertilizer, and there's nothing wrong with that. That fertilizer is mined from the ground and or manufactured. But manure really is the original fertilizer. It has organic matter and micronutrients, and it has a biological life to it that manufactured fertilizer doesn't have. And, we're seeing a lot of an increase in organic farms in Michigan, and they can't use manufactured fertilizer, and so they have to use the real thing. So we're seeing manure being loaded and transported and moving across the state to other areas where there isn't as much livestock, and we're getting that to areas that could really use manure. And for the farmers that are raising livestock, you know, that manure is free and definitely helps their bottom line. So they're offsetting their fertilizer costs.
Back to your profession, what does a manure management consultant do?
So I help farms in a variety of ways. You know, we've got some voluntary things that farms can do to get assured that they're doing things properly. But larger farms are regulated by state and federal agencies. And so I help farms develop this plan. And when we develop this plan, we're looking at how much they're producing and what crops are they growing and trying to get the right amount of manure nutrients on those crops at the right time. But we look at a lot of factors. We look at soil type and slope. We look at weather conditions. We're looking at, you know, where is water and trying to protect our natural resources in getting those manure nutrients on responsibly. So there's a lot that goes into a manure management plan, but we're just trying to help farms, you know, they want to do the right thing, and they typically are, but there's a lot of oversight. And so I work kind of as a liaison between the farm and the government agency in helping them comply with those regulations.
Quick answer to what kind of manure is best?
They're all good. So pork, dairy, and poultry, they all have their unique nutrient analysis, and they all benefit the soil. But like I said, a lot of chicken and turkey farms are transporting their manure because they have a dry product versus a liquid product. It's easier to move across the state and getting it to those areas that don't have livestock, where farmers in those areas recognize the benefits of manure. And so they're willing to pay to get those nutrients transported to them.
With the weather being a little odd this year, how did this year's cold, wet spring did this hurt the farms?
Well, it definitely was a difficult spring in a lot of ways, but from a manure management aspect, surprisingly, it will end up helping some farm fields. We had a lot of fields that didn't weren't planted, and so they are fallow or idle for an entire cropping season. And those fields have, we've been able to get manure on those specific fields that probably likely would not have received manure. And so it's kind of a rest period and it's a recharging period for some of those fields. So even though it was a very difficult spring, there are a few bright spots out there.
Awesome. Allison Brink, how do we find out more information about our conversation?
You know, MSU has a great program for crop and soil sciences, where I started my career. So if that's something you're interested, you could check out MSU's crop and soil science program, and you can always reach me at allison@mipoultry.com.
Great. Certified crop advisor, Michigan Allied Poultry Industries executive director, and, our guest for our All About the Farm segment. Thanks. Keep up the good work with our second biggest industry.
Yeah, thanks for having me.